You made it. I made it. Yeah. We both made it to Monday. Thank you, God, for allowing us to make it to Monday. I appreciate you so much, God. Thank you so much. And with that being said, that's why I call Mondays Momentum Mondays, because of the fact that everything should be led towards getting closer to God and on the purpose of where God wants you to be at. And it reminds you that nothing the serpent does can deteriorate your purpose with God. The serpent is even scared of God. So don't ever tremble in fear or ever allow fear to conquer your life. Because at the end of the day, fear is just something the enemy tries to sow you or put you in so you will not go where God needs you to be at. And that's why I call Mondays Momentum Monday. And it's the start of a brand new week and great momentum to everything that God has you to. So with that being said, we're going to go to scripture. Okay. The scripture we're reading today is in the New International Version, Luke chapter 11, verse 53 and 54. So it says, when Jesus went outside, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law began to oppose him fiercely and to besiege him with questions, waiting to catch him in something he might say. So basically, that's just saying that when God is given word, there's always somebody that's trying to prove God wrong. And that's the problem. Everybody's trying to prove God wrong. And these Pharisees know the law. And they swear God does not hold them to the law. But at the end of the day, if God wrote the law, then how are you saying that God is not holding the law? And that's the thing here. So they're trying to catch him in something so they can accuse him of some high treason and whatnot for not holding the law as they best see it. And sometimes you just have to understand what the momentum God has you at. That he's going to put you in places where people don't even know who you are. And that's okay. And he's going to bring you in places where people want to try to catch you saying something that may be held against you rather than held to uplift you. And that's what God is doing. That reminds you that he makes a table for your enemies.